Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Crimson Cafe. Let me show you to your seat.
KGZMRadio.com.
A Rita Sue Wheel production.
What's up, everybody? Good afternoon, and welcome again to the Rita Sue Wheel Show on Rita's Crimson Cafe, right here on KGCMRadio.com. Woo-hoo! Yay! I have two of my favorite people here with me. You know, we start right here in the little tea room. That's what I like to call it. And I have two of my favorite people here, Jazzy, say hello, everybody.
Hi.
And she's blowing kisses. TJ, say hi, everybody.
Hi,
Yeah, right back at you. Okay, listen, y'all, we got a wonderful show coming up for you today, and we also have, I got somebody new on the camera today. That's my daughter-in-law called Honey Bun, Tamara. What's up, Tamara?
Hi.
She's working the camera today. Daniel Digital's has somewhere to go, so you know we always have a little backup plan. I have a large family, so if somebody's missing, I ask somebody else to come on, step right on in. That's what happens. So we have, okay, now listen. Jazzy and TJ, we have orange spice tea today. Do you like the tea?
Mm-hmm.
You do? Let me taste mine. That's good. So, yeah, we have some tea right here, y'all. And when we go to the other side, you'll see we have some wings and stuff going on over there. And we have a wonderful show coming up today. And we got some special guests who are coming today. They're not here just yet, but they'll be here in a few minutes. One of them just messaged me and said, I'm on my way. I'm letting her know, okay, that's fine, baby. So today we're talking about servitude, real servitude. And what does that mean? What does servitude mean? Servitude means you're talking about when you do something nice for somebody else, right? TJ, you like doing something nice for somebody else? You do?
And share with my toys.
He said, give them hugs and share his toys. What about, huh? Wait, I can't hear you with the spoon in your mouth.
Oh, and kiss them in their cheek.
Kiss them on their cheek. Very good, TJ. That's how you show some love. What about you, Jazzy? How are you nice to people?
I give them presents.
You give them presents.
I give them kisses.
And kisses. Very good. See, even the little ones have to know how to be nice. But you know what? They don't just do that. It has to be taught. Just like when you show us how some kids are like really mean or whatever, that's not something they just do. And the hug, right. That's something that is also taught. So we are in a stage right now, our day and age, where people are angry, people are upset, people are bitter, and we want to change that, okay? And we can change that. And now, before we go on, you know, I get a little bit excited. I'll be going on with the show. Now, listen, everybody, if you know my address and if you want to stop by, come on, stop by to Rita's Crimson Cafe. If you don't know the address, you can call in, and let me give you the number to call into, because you can absolutely call into the show, and we can hear what you have to say. So if you'd like to call in, you can call in to 563-999-3566. That's the phone number to call into if you would like to call into the show and voice your opinion. So we're talking about servitude, about how to serve somebody, how to be nice to people. But before we go into the show, we got to do what we do best. You know how we do. Bow your head and close your eyes. Little ones, you got to put the spoons down right now, just for a couple of minutes. Hands together. Bow your head and close your eyes. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right. And before we go another further, got to say hi to my mama, Edna Timmerson. Hey, mama, how you doing over there? Good. No, she's at all of my shows, and maybe she can't be here because, you know, believe it or not, my mother is even more busy than I am. And a lot of people don't know that. And I don't think sometimes she don't realize that. And she'll say, Rita, sometimes you got to rest. And I'll be like, mama, don't even try. Because I get it from her. But anyway, I thank God that she's here with me. I thank God for my family being here. I have someone else I'd like you guys to meet. My oldest son, I know, son, you're doing things, but I just want to say hi to the people real quick. Yeah, that's Chef Mike Dove. Did I get that right? Oh, yeah. Listen, everybody, I just want to say hello and give a shout out to one of our Dallas County commissioners. Her name is Dr. Alba Garcia. And I just want to say I want to thank her for hosting a community event that we had a couple Saturdays ago. We were doing some things for the Census Bureau. So we want to make sure that everyone is counted during the 2020 census. We had an enormous undercount during the 2010 census, and we don't want that to happen this time around. So we want to make sure everyone is counted. So when you get an opportunity, fill out your census survey. It's only 10 questions this year, and this time you can respond in 4 different ways, online, over the phone, through the mail, or in person, okay? This is the first time ever you can respond in all 4 ways. And Dr. Garcia, she hosted a community event at the J.C. Zaragoza Recreation Center in Dallas. So I want to thank the people at the Recreation Center and also Dr. Garcia and her staff for coming out. And there were so many elected officials, and I apologize, you guys. I cannot remember all of your names. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to look it up, and next week I'm going to shout out to every one of you for coming out because I really do appreciate you coming out. We're going to, and we had another event. It was for the black media and the census. So we wanted the African-American media to know their importance of the census. I want to thank Councilman Tanel Atkins and Edna Pemberton from Church Community Census Connection for hosting that event. It was wonderful. Also, there was another event that I attended this week, and that was Prayer Breakfast hosted by Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson. And she also highlighted the Census Bureau and the importance of being counted. And that was held. I want to give shout out also to the Dallas Fair Park, because that's where it was held in Dallas Music Hall in Fair Park. Listen, you guys, for those of you who live in the Dallas area, the fair is not just open during fair time. There are so many things you can do at Fair Park. There are restaurants you can visit. There are buildings where you can host your events. So let's spend some more money in that area. All the facilities out there are really, really nice, and we just need to make sure we invest in our communities, right? Right. All right. So we're talking about our services. I got another one of my wonderful guests here too, but I'll call his name out in a minute when we go back to the other side. We were talking about servitude. Oh, before I get into that, one more shout out. Sorry, y'all. Got to do this. Everybody who came out to the book signing that we had last Saturday, thank you so much for coming out. Yay! That was awesome. It was so much fun. And for those of you, there were a lot of you who could not come out to the book signing, but you went online and purchased the book anyway. So thank you so much for that. I really appreciate your support. I love how I don't want anybody to ever say that we as African American community don't know how to support each other, because we do. We know how to support each other. We do support each other, and I've seen it happen over and over and over again. Some of the things that we see on the news, I'm sorry, ma'am. Some of the things that we see on the news and even some of the shows that are on that only show us fighting each other, listen, guys, that's not all we do, okay? That's stuff that they do for the ratings. They have to show that because they want the TV ratings. But to be honest, our African-American community is very supportive of each other. I mean, successful millionaires, billionaires, there are so many successful entrepreneurs. It's just wonderful. And if you would like an opportunity to get to know some of the entrepreneurs, hit me up. I will introduce you to some of them that I know of. Okay? I will introduce you. I have some right here in my own family, beginning with my mom. Okay, and then my oldest son, and then my number 3 son, and then my daughter and her better half, they have, and my other daughter, there's so many successful African-American people that I know of, and we don't have to keep putting each other down. When we hear someone say, you know, we black people don't know how to support each other, y'all stop that in their tracks. Stop it. Let them know that that's not true. Now, you may, of course, and this happens in every culture. You have some cultures where some people are jealous of the other, but that's in every culture. You have some people who talk badly about another person, but that's in every culture, okay? But we as African, in the African-American community, we know how to support each other. We know how to be successful. We know how to save money. We know how to behave in public. We can go anywhere and have a 7-course dining experience that's top of the line, or we can go somewhere else and be casual. We know how to cover every spectrum, okay? So don't let anybody tell you anything differently, all right? Okay, so now we're going to talk about being nice. We're going to go to the other side. Go ahead, Samiri, you can meet me over there. So now, yeah, we're talking about, while we're walking over there, I'm going to let you guys know that I want to send a shout-out to my friend Keila. She had a birthday this month as well. Yeah, Keila Bazil, happy birthday, girl. I love you. Also, my good friend, Sam Evans, his birthday was last Sunday. Happy birthday, Sam. Yeah, the big 5-3. Congratulations with that. Happy birthday, happy birthday. And so, y'all, we're over here on the other side where we have some wings, and some fries and some vegetable sticks and some pizza and desserts made by Tamara. And, y'all, it's looking – you got a picture of all that Tamara over there? And go ahead. Show them what's going on over here. Show them what's going on over here. Y'all can get a drink and have a seat, kiddos. Okay, just have a seat. Have a seat with a drink, okay? And don't make a mess, all right? Okay, very good. Don't forget to show them the drinks, Tamara, over there. Y'all, we got some really pretty drinks over there, too. Now, these are drinks, not drinks. Okay, these are soft drinks. A little mixture, okay, of soft drinks. And it's looking really, really nice. Okay, so we're talking about servitude. So many times we see on Facebook Live or on other social media, we see a lot of things about how we are serving people. But the thing about it is, when we do something nice for someone, that's not for us to tell everybody. Okay, it's not our job to be nice to someone and then tell everybody. You know, because I'm making people feel like, you know, we don't want people to feel like they're. What did you say, Mom? Bryce. Your grandmother would like you to get her some wings, honey. She's looking for some wings and some fries. So, the servitude, and if you notice on the tagline, I put real servitude, not just, so, it's, you know, we're just not just for window dressing, okay? So many times we're looking for awards. And we do things because, you know, they give out awards for this, and they give out awards for that, and awards for this, and awards for that. Now, listen, I'm talking to the ones those of us who call ourselves Christians, those of us who, you know, who are God's children, those of us who call ourselves Christians. Now, I'm saying this for a reason, right? If you believe that the Bible is the Word of God, those are the ones I'm talking to, because if you don't believe the Bible is the Word of God, you're not going to believe this anyway. So I'm talking to the ones who believe, okay, children, I need you two to sit down, please. Yes. Your dad's going to fix you some french fries and pizza. Have a seat. Thank you. Now, don't get up, okay? Stay right there, okay? Because we're trying to do a show, and I need to make sure that you're not in front of the camera and that you don't interrupt the show, okay? Is that okay? Yes, Jazzy. No, don't take any fruit out of the drinks, okay? You could drink it, but don't take the fruit out. I see. We'll talk about it later. Okay, now let me tell you this. We're talking about servitude and not doing it just for the award. Remember, the Bible teaches you this, that if you are doing it for the award and you want people to say congratulations, great job, pat you on the back and all those things, that is your reward. That means God doesn't have to reward you because you've already gotten your reward. Okay? So what we need to do is make sure when we do things, we're doing it from the heart. Regardless of what anybody else says about it, we have to do it from the heart. That means we're not really depending on someone saying, oh, good job. And then, you know what? A lot of times we say this, and I notice it, especially in church. I know y'all hear this all the time, too. I'm not up here for no shape, form, or fashion. Right? That's something we say in church. So we say that, and then at the end of the service, when they're giving out thanks and they forget to call our name, then people have the audacity to get mad. Children. So I think I'm going to let you guys continue in the room. Huh? Did we finish our movie? All right. So, but let them not call our names out at the end of service, and they were all upset. We get angry. They forgot me. I can't believe they forgot me. And then don't let them say that somebody got a love offering and we didn't get one. You know, they paid you and they didn't pay me, and I did better than that person. You know, things like that. And I'm beginning to hear this kind of stuff all the time. And then people are using the Bible verse that says a servant is worth his wage. A minister is worth his wage. You would use that Bible verse. But the fact of the matter is this. If we're doing it from the heart, God's going to make sure we get our payment. He's going to make sure we are taken care of 100%. Like, he's going to make sure that, you know, David said, I was once young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, neither have I seen his seed begging bread. So if we're doing this right for God, like we say we are, God's going to make sure we have everything we need. Not just that, he'll make sure we get some stuff we don't necessarily need. He'll give us some stuff that we want, you know, because he promised that. So I just want to say this, and, you know, we talk with the children, with the babies. They're in there watching the movie now. So we talk with the babies about some of the things that they're doing to help, what they do to help others, you know, to be nice to others. I'd like to hear from the adults, from the grown folks, from the grown-ups, from this age group, and I have some of them in here with me, so I'm going to start with my oldest, Bryce. He was not expecting that, y'all. You know, but I'm good at putting people on the spot. Just one thing. Name one thing that you do to help other people without receiving payment. You said community service. Can you give us a little detail about that? What do you mean exactly by community service? You got to talk so people can hear you, though.
Picking up trash in your community. Keep the roads and the sidewalks.
Is that what you do?
Yes.
So we're talking about you specifically.
Me specifically?
Yes.
I give out beats for free. That's my...
He's saying beats, though. That's like, what beats, exactly? For the...
songs without lyrics or before the lyrics.
Yes. So Bryce is a music producer, and so he produces what they call beats. And so sometimes he gives those away for free. But not only that, I will tell you this, he's also a DJ. And so a couple of weeks ago when we did our community service, Bryce released his services as a DJ for free. And so that's what I call community service. That's another way of giving back. Let's talk to Tamara, my daughter-in-law, the honey bun, the one I call honey bun. Tamara, name something that you do for free now. Right, and do you remember, see, sometimes you got to help the ones along. You remember first Sunday of this month? What did you do? She went with the church to feed the homeless people, feed those who were hungry. And so just little things like that. What about you, BJ? Name something that you would do or that you do to help the community, and you don't charge any money for it. Play the community? That's good. Help clean the community. Bryce said that as well. Now let's talk to the queen, Miss P. You can't name everything now because it would take too long. So name one of the top things that you do to help the community.
Help is by talking and encouraging them and sending out positive emails because we're so distressed, and just talking to them, encouraging them to do the right thing. Because usually people always tell them to do the good things. Just encouraging them. Like my best friend, Andre, I'm always encouraging him. I always thanking God for him being a young man, 31 years old, was always doing things. He's helping me when nobody else is there. So I encourage him to do the right thing. I encourage young people, especially young black men, to do the right thing.
That's right. Now listen, and I want to say this. Also, yeah, thank you, Andre, for me too, for taking care of my mom on a daily basis. He comes up to the mall, to her office every day, and helps her, you know, anywhere she needs to go, to a meeting, and things like that. And so, I'm, you know, my family is very appreciative to Andre for that. And as far, and I want to talk about other, now that's, this is, goes out to all entrepreneurs out there, especially, like she said, African-American men. Why do we say that? Because you're the leaders. You are the leaders. You are the strength of our community. You know, you are the heads of the households. I don't care what anybody said about you. You are the heads of the households. You are the strength of the community. You are what the baby girls look up to. You know, the guy that they would marry, it would be the guy who they see in their dad. You know, and so, and then you are the ones who raises the boys. You know, black men, you're the boys are looking up to you. The young lady, the girls are looking up to you because they want to marry somebody like their daddy. The boys want to be like their daddy. And so you are the strength. You are smart. You're successful. And I hate to see when people put you down. So let me tell you this now. Let me encourage you that, yes, you are important. You are the strength of this community. And so with that being said, also don't be afraid to help out in the community. Don't be afraid to help out in community. Go do something for free for somebody and take your children with you. And if you don't have any children, you can take someone else's children. Like if you have nephews, if you have children. Here's one of my guests, y'all. This is Cindy coming in. Hey, Cindy. Come on here, dear. We have some wings and fries here and some desserts and pizza over here. Oh, you going to the gym? We got some. That's just, that's not, those are the soft drinks.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So you going to the gym? We have some, we got some carrots. We got some carrots. Got some little celery over there. Cindy, we're talking about servitude, about doing things for people, helping people out, helping people in the community.
Okay.
Can you tell us one thing that you do to help people in the community? Just one thing, Cindy.
Hold on, let me sit. One thing I do to help people see. That's that. I don't know. I don't have one thing.
Haven't you been up feeding the homeless with the church?
I do that on first Sundays.
Yes.
So yes, feeding the homeless.
Yes. Right, and then yesterday y'all helped put the stuff together to feed the homeless with, right?
I just be helping him.
Yes. He is right. My name is Cindy, and I'm a helper. That's right. You do things. And over the Christmas holiday, you guys, we had so much fun with the young adult ministry at Zion with Cindy and some of the others, Ellen, Donovan, you know, Austin, Brian, BJ, Bryce. Joy, yep, Joy, Shatori. So, and so one of the things that we're not talking about is what can we do to help other people, not just in the community, but in your church, maybe in your family, right? And, you know, we, like I said before, we know everybody likes to make money, right? Everybody likes to make money. Let's not lie. We like to make money. We like money. We like money. I don't say we love money. I said we like money. We like having it in our pockets. We like having it in the bank. And we even like having it in the bank and in the pockets after all the bills are paid. We like money. So we go to work, we want to get paid. Okay? So when we go to work all day, every day, we're not going to do no 40 hours and not get paid. Because if we go 40 hours and not get paid, that's going to be a problem, an issue. We're going to have to, you know, have a meeting. We're going to have a little conference. So we like money. We like money. We like what money can do for us, buy this, buy that, some clothes, shoes, hair done, nails done, whatever it is. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? The problem comes in is when we let money dictate who we become. And now we are no longer helping out in the community. We're no longer helping our family. Forgot who we were. Forgot who we are, you know. Because sometimes when you have money, you get to hang with a different crowd. I mean, let's be honest, right? If you got enough money, you can go eat at an expensive restaurant with the other folks, with some of the other people who frequent those kind of places. And now we done got, you know, we can get up there and go eat at the 4-star, you know, at the 5-star restaurants, at Three Forks restaurants and things like that, and leave a nice tip, you know. Just, and we could do all that kind of stuff, but we have to also remember that just because we can do that, it doesn't mean that we no longer can associate with the people who still eat at Burger King, Wendy's, you know, McDonald's, you know, Jack in the Box, or even, and I'm not saying just for fast food, I'm saying we just can't forget who we were. We can't let money decide who we're going to be. And now it can decide some things that we buy, yeah, but it can't determine who we decide that we're going to be from this point on. We got to remember that we were still charged. I don't know if you guys remember this Bible verse, but in the Bible, we are taught that we are not supposed to spend all of our money. We are supposed, not only tithe with it, but we are supposed to leave whatever we get, everything that we gain, we are supposed to make sure that we have some left over. We're not supposed to use all of our resources. Because the Bible says we don't glean everything. That means we don't use up everything we have. We're supposed to leave some there because there's going to be somebody who needs it. Someone else who doesn't have any. And so we're not supposed to, whatever food we have, we're not supposed to use it all for ourselves. We're supposed to leave some. Why? Because somebody's going to come along who's hungry. And so we're supposed to be able to, God uses his people to help other people. And, you know, we can't help somebody else if we spend all of our money down to the penny. And if we eat up all the food in the house, we really ain't hungry, but it's there, so we just eat it all up. And then now somebody needs something. Now all we can say is, oh, God bless you, and I'm going to pray for you, you know. So that's not what God called us to do. He called us to help people. That's what he said. And for people who say that they don't like religion, let me tell you what religion is. According to the Bible, the true religion, religion in its truest form is that you help the widows, you help the orphans, and you show love. That's religion. Now, if you're saying that you don't like religion, that's what you don't like. And I understand some people thinking that because Baptist and Methodist, Catholic, Pentecostal, that's religion. That's not religion. That's not what the Bible, not according to the Bible. So before we start taking on some of these cliches, we got to know what we're talking about. We got to know what it really means, okay? Now, I'm going to go back for just a little bit. A couple of weeks ago, my mother started a thing called the what kind of club, Mama? The $400 club. Is that what it is? $400 club, which means everybody's supposed to save how much money a week? $40 per week in your savings account. A month. $40 a month in your savings account. $40 a month in your savings account. So we started this in January. This is now February. So in your savings account, everybody ought to have how many dollars? $80 in your savings account. Do you all have $80 in your savings account? All right. You do? Very good, Cindy. Very good, very good. Let's make that a goal, everybody. Listen. We don't need to be broke. We have no reason to be broke. There's no reason for anybody to be broke. Let's take what God gave us and use it wisely. We can tithe with our money. We can pay bills with our money and still save some. We can still do that. If you budget and if you write down all the money you spend and where you spend it, I'm sure you can squeeze a little bit out to go in your bank account. $40 a month. Just a month. $40 a month, all right? That's like a little more than a dollar a day. We can do that. Listen, once again, thank you everybody for showing up. My time is just about over, but thank you everybody for showing up to my book signing. And yes, I have 3 books out right now. They're over there. Tamara, take a shot over there. The one at the top is a red book at the top. It says Releasing Your Grudge in 5 Simple Steps. That's the latest book that's out. It's only $10 on Amazon. Also, on the second shelf right there, it's pink and black. Those Christians over there, that is a stage play that we did a couple years ago, and that's actually the script because someone asked me if they could do it at their church, and I said, yeah, let me go ahead and put it in the book for you. So I put it in the book. Also, we have another book. The third book is called Blake. And so Blake came from a TV show that I wrote called Radiant. So that's going to be a series. All right. Also, we have another book that's been released, a fourth book. It's called Releasing Your Grudge in 5 Simple Steps, the workbook. That's right. And if you complete the workbook and take a picture of your answers, I will send you a free gift. I will send you a certificate of completion and a free gift. Yes, I mean free. You don't have to pay anything, not even shipping. So send me your answers. You can find all of my books on Amazon.com for $10, or you can find them on Kindle for $3.99. All right? So, you guys, that's my show. Thank you for those who are listening in. I see y'all listening in. I apologize I couldn't get to y'all over the phone. And also, I had a letter I was going to read, but I'll make sure I do that next week, you guys. By the way, I have another book signing coming up next Saturday at Half Price Books. Thank you, Half Price. Well, at Half Price Books in Garland. So those of you who are familiar with the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that's over there by Firewall Mall, okay? And it's going to be from 12 to 3, 12 noon to 3 o'clock p.m. So I would love if you guys could show up. I would love if you could purchase one of the books, and I would love to make the bestsellers list. I can't do that without you guys, all right? So thank y'all so much. Now we're going to finish eating and drinking all the stuff that's up in here. Cindy's going to go to the gym and get her burn on. And I know people have said, I can still come, okay? Because this is a subject we can continue to talk about, all right? So thank you guys for coming. But my time is up on this thing right here. So I want to thank y'all. I'll see you here again next Saturday. The Rita Sue's Crimson Cafe right here on KGTMRadio.com.
When you start at 5:30,
I need to go to the gym.